This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Anthony Fiducia reports for Columbia Green Media that some Greenville residents have been grumbling about the upcoming property reevaluation in the town. Greenville last reevaluated home values in 2003 and 1973. Town Assessor Gordon Bennett sent a letter to residents about the process a few weeks ago, with several residents complaining the process is derogatory and unfair. Bennett said residents do not have to let an inspector inside. Quote, if you don't allow a data collector in, then the information still needs to be compiled in some form, and then it will have to be estimated, end quote, Bennett said. Quote, estimations are not as good as actual information, and there could be errors in those estimations. So from my perspective, from an accuracy perspective, I would like to see everyone comply with the project, because then they could ensure that the information that we have is correct, end quote. Now he's waiting for the board to start the process. He said, quote, when they tell me, okay, let's do a reval, then we're going to reappraise everybody all in 1 year, just like we did in 2003. Same kind of deal, but those changes are going to be integrated into that new reassessment, end quote. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Coxsackie, New Baltimore, and Greenville are considering consolidating ambulance services. While the first two attempts to consolidate other town ambulance services failed to garner support, the Greene County Countywide Ambulance Task Force pitched the three towns at an August 1st meeting in Greenville. Coxsackie would save $18,000 under the proposal, and Greenville would pay $11,000 more than it is now. If the towns want to move forward with the plan, they would need to pass a resolution requesting a business plan from the Ambulance Task Force. And Brendan J. Lyons is reporting in the Times Union that state and federal law enforcement are looking at the town of Prattsville's use of more than $5 million in government aid awarded to the community following tropical storms Irene and Lee in 2011 and 2012. Investigators last week served subpoenas on the town, the town's bookkeeper, and the deputy supervisor, seeking various documents, including records related to the post-storm aid that came from a state-run program, the New York Rising Community Reconstruction Plan. Investigators also seized private computers and other records from the town's supervisor, Corey O'Hara, including from his auto service station on Main Street. The investigation involves several agencies, including the FBI and the State Comptroller's Office, according to Lyons. Thomas A. Capizza, a former assistant U.S. attorney and former general counsel for the state police, has been retained to represent the town, its bookkeeper, and deputy supervisor. O'Hara has hired William J. Dreyer, an Albany criminal defense attorney. In 2013, accusations surfaced that town officials had misused government aid and refused to release spending records. Much of the decision-making was handled by a 12-member planning committee that included O'Hara and Deputy Supervisor Bonita Chase. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.